When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the Unsportsmanlike Podcast on ESPN Radio. This is Unsportsmanlike with Evan Canty and Michelle from the 2024 NFL Draft. Broadcasting live from Detroit's new home for sports, ESPN Bet at Hollywood Casino Greektown.
The team to watch right now, in my mind, would be the New England Patriots. They're sitting there at number three, and they get to determine whether they pick the next quarterback in line or whether they want to trade that pick to the Minnesota Vikings or New York Giants.
I believe it takes a turn right at number two as soon as Chicago is off the clock. Right there is where the intrigue for me starts.
Minnesota's got 11 and 23 for a reason. So the question is, do they try to come up to two? Do they go to three and say, New England, we'll make you a deal that you cannot refuse? But the Minnesota Vikings will make a move. It's not if, it's when.
Okay, welcome to the show. It is Unsportsmanlike with Evan Canty and Michelle, broadcasting live from Detroit's new home for sports, ESPN Bet, Hollywood Casino, Greektown. CeCe will join us later. Well, Michelle Smallman, Evan Cohen. Hello, Smalls.
Hello, Evan. Good morning. Happy draft day.
It's draft day. We're in Detroit. We're at ESPN Bet at Hollywood Casino Greektown. It's a great location. We have a sports book literally behind us.
We do.
And around us. We have great crew here. Thank you to the entire crew for setting this up this morning. It's awesome. And our night in Detroit last night was very fun. We went to the podcast event with Field Yates and company, the First Draft Pod. We've been following Nuno, our producer, all around, which has always been interesting.
Detroit Nuno.
And this is an amazing setup that ESPN has put together here, Smalls.
This is an amazing setup, Evan, and it feels so big. It feels like it should feel on draft day here in Detroit. Looking around us, we have all of the screens going with all of the projected picks. You see people walking around and their jerseys for their favorite team. So many people have descended upon the city because they have that hope that their team is going to pick a player that's going to get them where they want to go, which is hopefully, eventually, a Super Bowl.
Yeah, I'm looking around. There's slots everywhere. There's a sports book. I mean, this place has been, we've been here for 2 days here. Or not, yeah, yesterday and today. That would be 2 days. And, you know, I'm not personally a gambler. It's really hard to resist gambling around here.
I think we kind of have to gamble today.
Are you going to bet during the course of the show today?
Absolutely. What's your game if you had to gamble? Are you a blackjack guy, roulette, penny slots? Like, what's your vibe here?
Sports.
Well, that you can do. There's
over
a sports
unders?
Book right behind us.
I don't know. What would I be good at? Nothing?
Craps
I guess,
is fun.
No, slots. You just have to pull the lever, right?
You do pull the lever. Well, in roulette, you just pick a number and a color. It's pretty easy.
Yeah, but you have to know the rules and regulations, don't you? I don't know the rules and regulations.
You pick, like, black 21.
21. But there has to be other ways of actually doing that. It can't just be that. Like, there are rules and regulations around that.
I think you just pick a number and a color, and you spin the wheel. Mm. And you hope for the best.
Smalls is loving being in the Midwest, because last night we go to this event, and we're riding in an escalator to go up to the second floor of this amazing hotel and casino. And a song comes on, and she just starts singing out loud to every single person a country song last night as we're riding up the elevator.
Tim McGraw, how can you not sing along?
Well, I didn't sing along, so that's how I could not sing along.
Oh, you're not a fan.
I didn't say it wasn't a... Well,
Tim McGraw, legend. Yeah, we're in the Midwest. There's some country playing. Everyone's super friendly, Evan. When you walk around, people say hello. They give you a little wave, a little head nod. It's not like the Northeast where you just kind of have to keep to yourself. People don't really want to say hello and good morning to you in New York City.
Oh, one other thing. Tremendous spread this morning.
Tremendous.
Oh, I already had an egg and cheese sandwich. I had coffee. I had a banana. I'm already pigged out. I told you, this is going to be the problem for me. The spread is tremendous down here that ESPN Bet has set up for us. So, and you didn't eat anything yet, I don't think.
I did not. I was too busy preparing for the show.
All right. Anyway, there was NBA last night. Did you happen to see that?
I did not, because I was at the podcast event.
Well, I went back and I saw it, baby. The Miami Heat. Let's go.
Rutledge. I was busy watching our teammates break down prospects for the draft, Evan.
111-101 Miami over Boston last night after everybody said Miami was going to get swept. Kendrick Perkins saying that if they shoot 100% from the field, that they are still going to get swept in this series. They win by double digits on the road at Boston. Series doesn't start until a road team wins. And the Miami Heat last night defeating the Boston Celtics by 10 points. Tyler Hero was awesome for Miami with 24 points, 14 assists. Bam Adebayo with 21 and 10. And I'm not going to sit here saying that Miami is going to win the series without Jimmy Butler, their star, and Terry Rozier, their starting point guard. What I am going to tell you is it ain't going to be easy for Boston, and it started last night. Miami hits a franchise record 23 threes in a playoff game for the Heat over the Celtics. That was fun to watch last night.
And it's really impressive that Miami is able to shape shift and be chameleon-like in the way that they approach this game. They had connected on more threes by halftime of Game 2, which was 13, than it had in all of Game 1, which was 12. So the fact that they are able to see what the Celtics were doing, make those adjustments, and go out and win the way they did last night, really impressive, Evan. But do you think they can maintain it? Do you think that consistently they're going to be able to keep up with Boston?
I think if they win four games, you're going to have to win four games different ways every time. Mm-hmm. I don't think you're not going to hit 23 threes again in a playoff game. That's just not going to happen. So I don't think there's any way they're going to do that. But I think they're going to have to find different ways of winning. And there's nobody better than Eric Spoelstra at actually doing that, Smalls. And their head coach of the Miami Heat will absolutely find ways of doing things. Is it going to be enough to win the series? I'm not going there yet, but I'm also not writing them off. The second game last night, Oklahoma City looking like that one seed, blowing out New Orleans, 124-92. They got a big game from SGA, may win the MVP this year. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, probably not. 33 points. Chet Holmgren at 26. OKC looking like a one seed in their destruction of New Orleans without Zion Williamson. Mm-hmm. But, Michelle Smallman, we are here in Detroit for the NFL draft. And the biggest storyline right now going into tonight is J.J. McCarthy.
Mel Kiper player profile.
People say he's a game manager, and that's basically it. Old school throwback for Jim Harbaugh, 27-1 as a starting quarterback, but he can be more at the pro level. He's going to have to be. Talk about a kid 6'2 and a half, 219 pounds, very athletic. Talk about a kid 68% when under pressure was his completion percentage in 2023. That's the best in FBS. Talk about a kid who didn't live on bubble screens and short passes. 27% of his pass attempts were in between the hashes. This kid wasn't a guy who was going to throw it 45 times a game. Margin for error, different than a lot of college quarterbacks. When he threw, he had to make it count, and the majority of the time, he did.
Right now, Smalls, as we sit here at ESPN Bet in Detroit, I think the number one storyline going into the draft is where that man, J.J. McCarthy, goes. So let me walk you through this.
Okay.
So right now, the favorite to go number one, obviously, is Caleb Williams, number one overall to the Chicago Bears. We know that, of course.
Yes.
Jaden Daniels going two. Drake May is the favorite to go number three, but not necessarily to the New England Patriots. J.J. McCarthy is the draft odds favor him to go to New England, but don't favor him to go one, two, three, or four.
So New England trades out of three and then trades back up to
so
five?
It seems like that is where we're going right now with the draft, because J.J. McCarthy favored to go to the Pats and favored to be a top five pick. So what does that tell you? Exactly what you just said. So if New England passes on him at three and passes on Drake May, trades out of that, let's just say they trade with Minnesota and they get 11 and 23 plus a 25 first, just for argument's sake, and then New England is at 11 and 23, Minnesota goes up and they take Drake May, and you would assume at that moment Arizona at four takes Marvin Harrison Jr., unless the Giants maybe or another team sneaky goes up there and trades with Arizona, knowing that at five the Chargers are sitting there. And I think that's where it feels like the odds are pointing us in a direction of thinking about Drake May three to the Giants or the Vikings, Harrison four, New England trades back up to five with the Chargers, maybe giving 11 and 23 to get five to take J.J. McCarthy. That's what it feels like the odds are telling us right now.
That might be what the odds are telling us. And I understand New England's thought process, if in fact this happens, of gaining more draft capital while still landing one of the top quarterback prospects. Might not be top three, but one of the top quarterback prospects. But I still default to this, Evan. If you're the New England Patriots and you really think that Drake May is a franchise quarterback, and if you have him graded higher in any way than J.J. McCarthy on your big board, why would you not stick at three and take Drake May?
I agree with you. I agree with you, but that's just, it doesn't seem like that's where the odds are pointing us right now. I think you're right. I think, now, there is a chance, let's play this out for a second. There is a chance that tonight becomes more chalky than we realize. What do I mean by that? Caleb goes one to Chicago. Jaden Daniels goes two to Washington. Drake May goes three to New England. Marvin Harrison goes four to the Cardinals. Mm-hmm. J.C. Latham, offensive lineman, who is favored right now to go number five, which in that scenario, out of Alabama, in that scenario, that would just be to the Chargers. And then the Giants are sitting there at six, and you look at it and say, maybe they would just take J.J. McCarthy at six.
Yeah.
So there is a chance that tonight, with all of the hype and all the speculation, I'm not suggesting this is definitely going to happen. One odd angle that I don't think we've presented once on our show is the chalk angle. I don't think we have presented the idea that tonight could just be as is, as we kind of would assume it would be if the Giants were to go all in on a quarterback who they don't have to play right away because Daniel Jones is there. Smalls, there's a chance it's chalky tonight.
There's a chance that it's chalky, but I think it's more unlikely than not that it's chalk, simply because the Minnesota Vikings are throwing a wrench into all of this. They are a team that has the capital to move up, and they have the position that they need to fill at quarterback. We've talked at length about the infrastructure that's in place, specifically offensively in Minnesota, for a quarterback to walk into a positive situation where he could hopefully thrive. And if you're Minnesota, you know that you need to go up and get your guy, and you have the ammo to do it. So while it could be chalk, Evan, I expect Minnesota to be very aggressive in going up and getting the guy that they want at the quarterback position.
So, again, if it's chalky and we're looking at Minnesota, what do they do? Maybe in that spot they sit there at 11 and they actually just take Michael Penix Jr. We haven't played out that scenario just yet, right? Maybe they like Bo Nix and they're going to trade down again, or they could just look at it at 23. I agree with you. It feels beyond unlikely that Minnesota tonight does not find their way into the top, let's call it six of the draft, five of the draft?
I would say five.
Five. Okay. So it feels beyond unlikely that they would not find their way in the top into the top five of the draft, but they haven't done it yet. They made that trade for 11 and 23, or that second first-round pick with Houston a while ago,
And
they haven't done it yet. And so that's where I think there could be a spin that maybe this is more chalky than we think. But J.J. McCarthy is definitely the most interesting player. I think the most interesting team is whoever picks third.
Whoever picks third.
Right, because
it could be Minnesota, could be New England, it could be the Giants. We don't know who's going to go up there and make that move. Or if New England is firmly going to stay put.
Right. So Drake May, going three, we know it's going to happen. We don't know where. We don't know who he's going to go to. J.J. McCarthy, you're saying you think he'll go in the top five because you're assuming that Minnesota will trade up.
Yes.
But you also don't know to which team because you don't know if New England trades out.
I think Arizona might be a dance partner.
Okay, that just threw me for a loop. Stay there on that one. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Most interesting player, most interesting team going into tonight. Where are you guys going with that? Because it sounds like we are saying, although you just maybe threw me for a loop, we're kind of agreeing on the idea. Most interesting player is where J.J. McCarthy goes. Most interesting team, we think, is New England / Minnesota / just... did Small say Arizona? Coming up, did J.J. McCarthy actually tip his hand on where he will land? We will find out coming up. We are on Sportsmanlike today here in Detroit, brought to you by True Green. Get the best lawn at the best price, guaranteed. It's on Sportsmanlike on ESPN Radio.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had, happened in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
This is the Unsportsmanlike Podcast on ESPN Radio.
We are Unsportsmanlike here on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. And look at us! Look at where we are. If you're watching on ESPN2, we are living it up here in Detroit at ESPN Bet Hollywood Casino, a Greek town. This is just an awesome, awesome event for us here on Unsportsmanlike. Brought to you by True Green. Get the best lawn at the best price, guaranteed. Smalls, CeCe with us later in the show. He will have the draft call this evening. Now, J.J. McCarthy was on, the quarterback for Michigan, of course, was on with Carlin versus Joe, noon until 3 Eastern, and talked about the team that he enjoyed the process the most with.
The New York Giants, you know, had a great time with them, met with them twice, went out there for a 30 visit, and they came for a private workout as well as, you know, showing up on pro day. So just being able to, you know, spin the pill on Easter Sunday was just a blast. And being out there with the guys doing that was so much fun. And, you know, Coach Dable, Mr. Shane, Coach Kafka, Coach Tierney, just great guys and great football guys. So it was just awesome to be with them.
So McCarthy, talking about the Giants, that's a very interesting part of this because the Giants have a quarterback in Daniel Jones. Mm-hmm. We've heard them in the quarterback market, obviously. But Smalls, you have thrown this whole thing for a loop because you're now looking at this and saying, are we sure that Arizona doesn't throw the draft up in its arms tonight? That we know that New England could, but now you're saying that Arizona maybe at 4 could.
They could be open for business, Evan, because I keep going over this, and I'm looking last night at teams that potentially could be swayed by a big draft package that could come their way. And you know Chicago's not moving out of one. Mm-hmm. We know Washington is not moving out of two. We assume New England is taking calls. They've said as such. But I keep defaulting to this. You don't know when you're going to be in a position to pick a quarterback this high again. It's still a position of need for New England. And if Drake May is as good as so many people predict him to be, you can't pass on him. If he ends up being your franchise quarterback for a decade plus, no draft package that you're going to get today is going to be worth that. It's not going to make up for a franchise quarterback. And then I go to 4, and I go to Arizona. I go to a team who has their guy, seemingly, in Kyler Murray, or at least he's paid as such. He missed the first 9 games of the season last year because he was recovering from that ACL injury. The team went 3-5 in his 8 starts. The offense was certainly better when he came back. They were 1-8 in the games without him. So that offense certainly responded to having Kyler Murray back. They've got their quarterback. And while they could certainly use another weapon to fortify that offense and help Kyler Murray, there are so many good wide receivers in this draft. They could trade out of 4, get an additional pick, and still find a way to get either a Romo Dunze, a Malik Nabers, or some of these other wide receiver prospects that are in this draft. You can accomplish what you need to if you're Arizona while also gaining some additional draft capital.
Here's the problem with that. If you have Drake May off the board at 3, who's trading up and giving up so much draft capital for number 4?
You don't think that there's a team that would love J.J. McCarthy and give up an additional pick for him?
At 4? You have to give me the team. So is Minnesota going to give up 11-23 to get to 4?
I could see it.
For J.J. McCarthy at 4? They would have to
really need a quarterback.
I know.
I'm leaning into the desperation factor. Not only specifically with Minnesota, there was over 60 quarterbacks that played last year in the NFL. We are coming off a season where we saw quarterback injuries at an extreme rate. the franchise quarterback is always the most important currency in sports this year more than ever. And there are so many teams that are in need of that guy. And I could totally see a team being desperate tonight and wanting to do whatever it takes to get up and get one of those guys. And J.J. McCarthy's been the one that has the highest variance. We hear him, some teams ranking him above some of these top three quarterbacks, and some of them don't even grade him as a first rounder. But I think more often than not, there's a team that loves him that would want to go up and make that move.
So the odds from ESPN Bet, we're showing it on ESPN 2. J.J. McCarthy, the favorite is New England, plus 130. Then Minnesota, plus 190. Then the Giants. The team that he's talking about that he enjoyed the visit the most with at plus 340, Denver at plus 450, and Denver's down at 12 right now. And the Chargers are plus 1,000, which is interesting. And Adam Schefter joined us yesterday, our new show ombudsman, and said, no, that's not going to happen. But I do think that in order for a team to be so excited about J.J. McCarthy and move up, they're going to have to give up a lot of ammo, obviously, to get to four or five. The thing that I keep coming back to now is it feels like everyone's going to go all in on number three. And I wonder, as much as we would love to sit here between 6 and 10 a.m. Eastern today on our show and have a massive story of breaking news around an NFL draft day trade, I wonder if that is not going to happen, because what we're going to see is the first two off the clock. Now, maybe we see for three, but I don't think we would see the J.J. McCarthy trade until we see the Drake May trade, if there is a Drake May trade. I think the only way we see the J.J. McCarthy trade is once we know that Drake May is off the board to New England.
Then a team makes their move. They lie in the weeds and make their move.
Yeah, because it feels like Smalls, he's second choice. He being J.J. McCarthy, is second choice. Right? I mean, it feels like right now that he is second choice to Drake May. Jaden Daniels, not gettable. Caleb Williams, not gettable. A team like Minnesota is not going to be calling Arizona or the Chargers, I don't think, yet, until they know 1,000% that there is no way that New England will make a deal with them.
So, Caleb Williams, written in Sharpie, right? You can laminate it, Evan, with our fancy new laminator down at the Seaport. It feels like there's no way that that's not happening.
Right.
All of the signs point to Jaden Daniels at two.
Correct.
But are we sure about that?
I feel pretty good about that. Why? What are you thinking?
Well, I'm just preparing myself for some sort of really big shock and surprise tonight. Whether that's Drake May actually going to Washington at two, or some team that we don't expect trying to move up to get a quarterback. There's just too many strong, not only quarterbacks, but offensive weapons in this draft for us to, I think, have a boring kind of chalk first round. I just expect there to be some sort of action.
Well, I don't think the first, I think even if it's chalk, it's not boring, because I think you're going to see teams take quarterbacks, like in the case of the Giants, that create an immediate quarterback controversy. In the case of New England, that we're going to look at as like the savior since Tom Brady left, obviously, and Cam Newton and Mac Jones, Bailey Zappi after that. Now Jacoby Brissett in the mix. So I think even if it's chalky, I still believe it's going to be unbelievably entertaining. But if I said to you right now, tonight's going to be more about shock or chalk, you're going shock?
I'm going shock.
Every single sign up until this moment has led us there, and for some reason I'm now leaning towards chalk.
But some of these signs you have to squint, Evan, because they're not really signs, they're smoke. This is lying season. All of these teams are putting out misinformation because they want to get other teams off of their scent, which is why outside of Caleb Williams at one, even though every indication that we have is Jaden Daniels to Washington at two, I have seen far too many times where a lot of these rumors are just that. They're rumors, and something surprising happens on draft day. But I do think the surprise will likely come in the 3-5 range.
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. That's your telephone number to join the show here on Unsportsmanlike, live from Detroit, the ESPN Bet Hollywood Casino in Greektown. As we have a busy show today, Canty's coming by later. Carlin, Fortenbaugh, our entire team hanging out with us today here at the casino, which is awesome. And you guys can weigh in. Tonight's going to be more about shock or chalk and the player and team that interests you the most. As we're indoors, you love getting outdoors, right? And you love looking at a beautiful lawn. I hate doing the lawn care. That's why I use True Green. They're the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. Those are great greens. We know that. So just imagine what they could do to your lawn. All you have to do is water and mow. And to top it off, when you sign up for an annual plan by April 30th, get one application free. Visit TrueGreen.com for the best lawn at the best price guaranteed. Restrictions apply with True Green. We're on Sportsmanlike on ESPN Radio.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
This is the Unsportsmanlike Podcast on ESPN Radio.
Unsportsmanlike, presented by Progressive Insurance. Your small business keeps you on the go. Progressive Commercial Insurance keeps your policy within reach with the easy-to-use mobile app. Learn more at ProgressiveCommercial.com. I'm not sure if I'm supposed to ruin something, but have you noticed what's going on out of the corner of our eyes here?
Well, we do have a bit of a surprise for you guys.
That's what I just noticed. Look at this.
Oh, my gosh, we have swag.
We have swag. Evan Canty and Michelle, unsportsmanlike swag. Rob, our social and digital guy, bringing it to us. Let's go. Let's go. Oh, we have unsportsmanlike, what are these called? Stickers for the computer? I know they're called stickers, Rob.
What
but
are
I didn't
these
know
called?
I mean, are they specific for the computer or something?
They can be.
I think, Evan, you could put them wherever you'd like. You could put it on a notebook. You could put it on your computer.
It's the beauty of a sticker.
Beautiful.
They stick anywhere.
That is the beauty of a sticker pack. Wow, these are awesome.
Long sleeve shirts, unsportsmanlike.
Thank you to Megan Judge.
Thank you to Megan and her crew. Boy, by the way, shout out to Megan Judge. She has done such a phenomenal job here.
Great.
With the oh boy, they got an extreme close up of the shirt that I moved the shirt that it was my ugly face. Oh God. That was terrible. Good morning to everybody. ESPN2, ESPNU.
Awesome.
Shout out to Megan, who did a great job with the podcast last night with Field Yates and company at the big event here at the casino as we are here. Joe Fortenbaugh is going to join us in a little bit as well.
Yes, can't wait.
Who invited Fortenbaugh for two full hours with us?
Who didn't? I wish Joe could be here before. He's great. Do you think he's going to be in a three-piece suit?
Just turn around, yes, Evan. That's who invited Joe. Big sign.
There's nobody... Oh, the ESPN bet. Okay.
There you go.
I'm like, what do you mean? There's nobody actually behind me. No, we love Fortenbaugh. I'm joking around.
We did notice something, though. Actually, Javonte pointed this out, and it was a great call by him because we talked a lot about your wardrobe recently, and we noticed that you're wearing the exact same thing that you wear every other day to work today.
Well, you guys shamed me. I wasn't planning on it, but you guys all shamed me.
You're supposed to let us shame you. You're supposed to go with what you wanted to go with.
Thank you, Javonte.
I went with a little bit different last night, did I not? I went with the sport coat.
He had on.
What are you laughing at? You didn't even say a word. You start laughing at me.
Because you said he went with something different. It was a hoodie and a blazer, which is just another version of a hoodie and a jacket.
It's a more dressed up version of that.
It's a hoodie with outerwear. So it's quite literally the exact same thing you wear every day.
Was the blazer the exact same color as the jacket you're wearing right now?
Yes.
Okay.
No, not exact, but it's another shade of blue. I was thinking about wearing it today because nobody saw me last night, at least on television. So I was thinking about rocking it today. I've had a lot of people say to me, and I'm not actually kidding, that I need to start a fashion line. The hoodie blazer, not the hoodie blazer, hoodie jacket combo fashion line. There are, let me tell you something.
Yeah.
Which camera should I be looking? Right here? Okay. No, right there. Sorry. Well, I want to look in the camera right here. There are a lot of you out there that are like me, and you're like, you know what? I could use to lose 10 or 15. And you don't know what to wear. And the hoodie jacket is a perfect thing to wear when you're like almost where you want to be physically, but not there yet. We've all been there, right? There's nothing wrong with that. And so I wear this because I feel like it fits me and my look, whatever look I have. And I get shamed for it. But I am telling you, the unsportsmanlike nation out there, don't let people shame you. Wear the hoodie and jacket. And today, and all throughout the rest of the draft for your draft parties tonight. Put on that hoodie and jacket. Tweet us pictures at UnsportsESPN, and let's go. Hoodie jacket lifers, we can do this together. We have to stand up against those, against like Michelle Smallman and Pat Costello and Jovante Lawrence, who shame us. All of the hoodie jacket people out there, don't let those people shame you.
Yeah, all six of you rise up.
That's right.
I am so inspired.
That's right.
It was so
there's Fortenbaugh. Fortenbaugh has a hoodie, but we need to get him a jacket.
We need to get him. So is this Hackett Nation, the Hackett Army?
Hackett is not necessarily what I want to be. Hackett is like Nathaniel Hackett.
But it's a hoodie jacket. It's the Hackett crew.
That's what I'm a Hackett guy?
The Hackett gang. Rise up.
I just got a text from Hembo. Hembo texted me from Greeny. Hope you realize how special what you're doing is. Happy for you. Does he mean the public service announcement that I'm doing for the hoodie jacket people?
I think so.
Or you're, just being out here at the draft?
You're a man of the people. You're telling them to wear whatever they like.
Yeah.
Whatever makes them feel good. Evan, it's a very common saying. Look good. Feel good. Play good. If you think you look good and you feel good, you're going to perform better on the show. So wear whatever you want.
Right. But you guys are all shaming me. Pat specifically just brings up, hey, I thought you were going to go something different while you're at ESPN Bet at Hollywood Casino in Greektown.
No, you did this to yourself because you said you were going to deviate, and then you wore a hoodie and outerwear to both events. You did not deviate at all.
Well, I have a button-down shirt, so do you think I should wear the button-down shirt tomorrow?
Please do.
With the jacket?
Please do.
With the sport coat, though.
Today would have been the day, though. Today's draft day. Everyone's wearing their finest outfits.
You know, I'm glad you said draft day. I want to bring up something else now that we're doing this. The movie Draft Day is a great movie.
I never saw it.
Of course you didn't see it.
Yeah, sorry.
Great movie.
And Shefty already tweeted about it this morning. It's a great movie because if you're an idiot and you say, well, that trade would never happen that way as you're watching a movie. I'm sorry. Will Game of Thrones happen that way? Will Harry Potter happen that way? Because we're all... No, but it's like if you're looking at it like real life, it's going to be looked at as an awful movie. If you're looking at it as, you know what? Let's have fun watching a movie. Draft Day with Kevin Costner is a great movie. It's sports. It's relationship. It's okay. Yeah, sure. That jacket won't. I'm looking at my jacket. That trade would not happen that way. I get it. I get that you would not trade back and trade up and get your picks back and the pancakes and everything like that. But stop looking at it like you're looking at a draft chart when evaluating that movie. That is a great movie and should be celebrated on a day like today, Smalls.
No, your argument holds no weight, Evan, because Harry Potter is based on a fictional school for wizards. It's about wizardry. We don't really have a lot of wizard schools out there in the world. So their premise, of this wouldn't happen in normal life, it's quite literally a fictional world. The rules do not exist. They can make up the rules as they go. Draft Day is based on an actual day, on an actual real-life scenario that happens once a year. They have the data points to actually come up with a realistic version of what happens on Draft Day.
Yeah, but if you're like, all right, so we're going to give up a future first, that's not good for a movie.
I don't know. It's pretty dramatic when I watch it happen live.
Do you know how many people that are listening and watching to us right now have seen that movie? I would say 95% of the people listening or watching us right now have seen that movie.
Okay.
Okay? They all know that the actual trades, maybe not 95%, that's a high percentage, 70%. They all know that the actual trades, the way that they happened, would never actually happen that way. But it is a movie. It's about sports. It's about draft day. We talk about it every year, like today, right?
Yeah.
And people don't like it because the trades aren't realistic. Give me a break. Pat, you're in on draft day?
Yeah, I love draft day. I think it's awesome. I don't even care that the trades are unrealistic. You know what I'm never thinking when I watch, like, Field of Dreams? Like, boy, man, these angels coming out of the corn, way too unrealistic for me. I think this movie's terrible. Like,
exactly.
It's a movie. The most most realistic part of the movie is that the Browns would draft like a running back and a linebacker in the first five picks of the draft.
Well, See, that's the actual part I don't like. They took a running back in the top 10. It's not that they traded back, they gave up all these firsts, then they get their first back and get the pick that they want back, and Vontae Mack no matter what, and, you know, they give up the pancake scene and everything like that. Smalls has no idea what I'm talking about.
They passed on, like, a potential Hall of Fame quarterback for a linebacker and a running back.
and because people did not go to the Hall of Fame quarterback's birthday party.
Allegedly. We don't even know if that's true.
Yeah, we have never confirmed that no one was at Bo Callahan's birthday party. Maybe Shefty can help us confirm. He is our show ombudsman. Did Bo Callahan's teammates at Wisconsin actually go to his birthday party? We don't know the answer to that question.
Great mystery of the universe.
Yeah. It was a good movie. Sorry. It just was. Anyway, what were we talking about?
I think the draft, the actual draft that's happening tonight here in Detroit, where we are right now at the beautiful ESPN Beck Casino.
Okay.
In Greektown. In Detroit, which is Jovante's hometown. Excited to be in Jovante City. Although it's pretty cold here. Jovante, what do you have to say about that? 20 degrees in April?
That's the norm. I mean, the sand goes. It's cold in the diesel. Living up to his name. Hope you guys are having fun in the cold.
We're getting the full experience, I guess, then.
All right. We got to get back on track here. It is draft day, obviously. Not the movie, the actual draft. Yet there were a bunch of moves asked for yesterday. Not made yesterday, asked for yesterday. We'll explain coming up. It's Unsportsmanlike on ESPN Radio and ESPN2, presented by Progressive Insurance.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
This is the Unsportsmanlike Podcast on ESPN Radio.
Book it! Brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com. We are going to book Caleb Williams 1.
Yes.
Jaden Daniels 2.
Yes.
Drake May 3.
2.
No, you were going to do that.
Should we?
New England.
I say New England 2.
Well, then you're saying it's chalky. We literally have been talking about is tonight going to be chalk or shock, and you just said it's going to be shock, and you just gave chalk.
There are a lot of picks after 3, Evan.
But the level of how could the level of shock be that great if that happens 1, 2, 3?
Because a team could jump up and get J.J. McCarthy at 4.
Who would be so like what if I told you that Minnesota traded with Arizona for 4 or with the Chargers for 5, and they traded J.J. McCarthy? That's not shock. We've been talking about that.
But it's still movement, which is a little
movement
bit of shock.
Is different than shock.
Is there?
It's more shock.
That you think could potentially make a move that would shock you? Because we have really played out a lot of different trade scenarios and a lot of different landing spots for these top prospects. So I guess the shock factor for me would be the movement, and you're viewing it as the Bengals go up and get a quarterback. That would be a shock.
Okay, and we're going to get to the Bengals because they had some interesting things yesterday per Adam Schefter. But that's a good one. So we're going to go through right now, let's say, the list of teams that could muck up the draft tonight.
Yes.
That could really make us sit here tomorrow at ESPN Bet, Hollywood Casino, Greektown, brought to us by True Green, this unbelievable setup we have here with the sports book behind us and around us and everything. And Fortenbaugh is going to be here. Fortenbaugh will gamble during the show, right? We can have him gamble during the show. Why is Megan holding multiple coffees? Oh, they're for us.
They're for us. How lovely.
Okay, come on over. I feel terrible. She's sitting there holding these hot coffee. Oh, now she just burnt Rob. That's great. Anyway, so.
Thank you, Rob. Thanks, Megan.
Rob just walking on our set with the coffees.
Oh.
Thank you, Rob. All right, here we
go.
Wait, hold on. I'm going to cheers on set our great coverage here of the draft that includes talking about Draft Day, the movie. All right, here's where shock could happen. 2 with Washington if they take anybody but Jaden Daniels.
Correct.
Okay. 3 with New England, 2 things. One, if they trade out of the pick, obviously.
Yes.
And two, if they take anybody but Drake May.
Yes.
If they just say, you know what? We like J.J. McCarthy. We're just going to take him. For Arizona, we know could trade. What if they took a quarterback? They're not going to, but that's where shock can
be. That would be a shock.
Chargers, Shefty has shot down the idea of Justin Herbert getting traded and them taking J.J. McCarthy. So them trading out of that, not going to be shocking.
Right.
Obviously, the Giants.
Taking a quarterback would not shock us.
Okay, here's where it really starts.
Yes.
We're going to skip ahead a little bit. Atlanta, even though Shefty has reported Michael Penix at 8, that they have talked about that.
Yes.
That's one.
Even though one of the quarterback rules is to draft a quarterback when you want one, not when you need one, that would still
be a
shock.
You're saying you would assume Atlanta went on ESPN.com and read my quarterback rules that were featured on ESPN.com.
I think they have it laminated in their war room.
Probably. You're not wrong about that. Chicago, if they trade up. I've thrown that out there to you. 9-4, give up next year's first rounder to Arizona.
I'd do it.
Does that shock you?
I think it would be shocking, even though we are playing out the scenario right now, so we know it's not off the board completely. I think to see Chicago be really aggressive in this draft when they're going to get their, hopefully, franchise quarterback in Caleb Williams, a lot of people assume that they could trade out of 9 and get some more draft capital. But if they were to go the other way and trade up, I think that would surprise people. I think more people than not would expect them to trade out of that pick, not up in the draft.
Jets at 10.
That's my team that I circled.
Okay.
Because we are assuming that the Jets are going to give Aaron Rodgers another weapon because they are in win-now mode. They have – Jerry Jones says the Cowboys are all in. That's just lip service. The Jets are actually all in on this season because they know that they have a finite amount of time left with Aaron Rodgers.
I'll give you one other thing.
Well, hold on. Can I finish my thought?
I didn't know you weren't done with your
Jeez. So I think a lot of people have them either going wide receiver – offensive line, or some people think Brock Bowers maybe at 10, a big tight end for them. What if they move up to get a quarterback?
Never.
But that would shock you. We're talking about shocking hypothetical scenarios. For the Jets to say, we are all in this season, but we also have to have an eye towards the future, and we're going to move up into, let's say, the top 5 and get our quarterback of the future, that would be shocking.
Could you see that happening?
No, because I imagine number 8 is the one that's making the picks, and I don't think he's going to draft his replacement. I think he's going to help himself out.
I think you're right about that. The only other thing that I think could really just destroy the draft in terms of what we assume, and I don't mean destroy in a bad way, I mean in a good way actually, is a current active player traded of significance.
Mm.
You know, like somebody that we look at and say, that guy is an all-pro caliber player, and that team made the realization either they can't sign them long-term, don't want them long-term, or they're not good enough to have a player that good right now, and let's use that player to give us more draft capital to be better for the future.
Is there someone in particular you're thinking about when you make that scenario?
So how much is Minnesota willing to give up to get up there?
If you're talking about Justin Jefferson, no way, bud.
How much are the Raiders willing to give up to get high up to maybe get a Jaden Daniels?
If you're talking Davante Adams, no way, buddy.
Okay. So, I mean, those are two guys that jump up to me. I think Buffalo trading for an active wide receiver is something to keep an eye on as well.
Uh-huh.
If you told me Buffalo at 28 used that pick to trade for Brandon Ayuk, that would not surprise me with the San Francisco 49ers. So just somebody to keep in mind there. But yesterday, Adam Schefter reported that not one but two Cincinnati Bengals have now asked out.
Mm-hmm.
One we knew was T. Higgins, who's on the franchise tag, their wide receiver. The other now is their stud defensive end, Trey Hendrickson, who had 17.5 sacks last year, which is an amazing number. That's obviously a sack a game. And the Cincinnati Bengals are now in that spot where they have a quarterback in Joe Burrow that we know, I would say he and Jordan Love, your two favorite quarterbacks in the league, right?
Definitely, without a doubt.
The non-Mahomes favorite. Like, everybody can say Mahomes, right?
Mahomes is not my favorite.
Okay, so Burrow and Love are your two favorites, right?
Yes.
So they are already at that point in Cincinnati now where they can't pay everyone because they rightfully are going to pay him, the quarterback, and guys are going to be either asking out or they're going to have to just churn the roster. Cincinnati becomes a really interesting team to look at because when you look at the NFL, you win Super Bowls either with guys on a rookie contract – or guys that are short-fire Hall of Famers.
Mm-hmm.
in the modern age of the NFL, it's very rare that you don't have one or the other. You either have the rookie contract or the Hall of Famer, which is crazy to think. The six first-rounders at the quarterback position that could be drafted tonight, one of them could literally help their team win a Super Bowl in the next 5 years.
Yeah.
Think about that, because that's how you do it. You pay the QB on the cheap, and if he can outperform his contract, the rest of the team falls in line. Mm-hmm. Are you worried about your Bengals now with all of this? And I said your Bengals as if you're a fan of theirs, but you're kind of.
Kind of. They're certainly in the running. If we're doing Football Bachelorette, the Bengals are getting a rose. They're coming to a hometown visit, that's for sure. So I'm a little concerned more about T. Higgins than I am Hendrickson, just because the Bengals are a team that's competing for a Super Bowl. He's a top pass rusher. He's productive. And it seems like the team has more leverage with him because he's under control through 2025. So I don't know what incentive the Bengals would really have to unload him at this time, despite his displeasure with his current situation. But T. Higgins is a little different because he is a surefire number two guy. You're talking about teams that are going to be making calls about players like T. Higgins on draft night. And that's when you could really potentially catch somebody that might want to give you more than normally you could get. He's playing on the franchise tag. He hits free agency next offseason. I could see hold on, let me make this clear. I don't think it's beneficial for the Bengals to move on from T. Higgins at this time because they are a Super Bowl contender, but I could totally see something like that happening tonight, or at least a lot of calls being made in Cincinnati's direction about T. Higgins.
Cincinnati's an interesting one because if you look at the Joe Burrow contract, his cap hit this year is 29.7. That is below market value for a quarterback at his level. In 2025, it jumps to 46.2. which is actually still lower than a lot of the quarterbacks that we would deem as good as Joe Burrow or in his class of quarterbacks. So their window is very much right now. So even if they were to say, sorry, Trey Hendrickson, sorry, T. Higgins, we're not going to extend you. We're not going to give you long-term deals. We're going to just ride it out this year, and we're going to try to win as much as possible this year with Joe Burrow's cap hit about $17 million less than it is next year. It could create an interesting circumstance. Now, that said, again, I keep looking back at Buffalo, and I keep wondering, are they going to take a wide receiver at the end of the draft, or are they going to end the first round of the draft, or would they consider using that pick to go and get someone? Now, I don't know that I would give up the 28th pick in the draft for T. Higgins. I may rather just draft a wide receiver there in that spot. Brandon Ayuk, maybe a little different for me. I think he's awesome. I even said this year that I thought at times he's better than Deebo Samuel. But Buffalo at 28 is another team to keep an eye on. Not that we'll mess up the draft in terms of our thinking.
Thanks for listening to the Unsportsmanlike podcast on ESPN Radio. You can listen to Unsportsmanlike live weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and on SiriusXM Channel 80. You can also watch on ESPN2 and on ESPNU. Unsportsmanlike with Evan Canty and Michelle.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting lectricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.